Oh.
Hi, honey.
I dropped my phone on the phone when I picked up the phone.
What's the matter?
I dropped my phone on the floor.
Oh.
When I picked my phone up.
Oh.
It was plugged in, charging.
Oh. Okay, that's why it went. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm a little tired, I guess.
Yeah. But
I was
What'd
sleeping.
You do that's so tired?
Oh. Just not getting a lot of sleep, I guess.
Why not?
Well, worried about things, I guess. I don't know. I was sleeping, though, so.
What are you worried about?
Oh.
Money?
No, not money. That's nothing to do with anything.
Hmm. Well, don't be worried about stuff. You're not getting your sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what it's like, though. I worry about stuff all the time, but, you know, you're the one that told me not supposed to be worried.
Huh.
I got a new refrigerator today.
Oh, cool.
For free.
Really?
Yeah, I had applied, before the first of the year. I got a little thing that Edison,
all right.
That police officers were giving away free refrigerators, you know, if you qualified. So I had them out here, you know, energy efficient. So I hadn't heard anything back, you know, since they were out here. And they called, could have got a water cooler too, but I didn't want the water cooler. But it's a top freezer, you know, bottom refrigerator, but it's never been as big as the other one.
Yeah.
And, of course, it only came in white, but that's all right. Nice refrigerator.
That's good. I haven't told you about my refrigerator and my little interesting little problem with it. I don't think. Ever since I've been here, it has a water leak in it or something. It has a strange problem. It spews. That's the best word. It pisses. from a top, it just has a little stream of water that comes down, and then it stops. So it's not, like, dripping, but it does this, like, I don't know sometimes. So I just put a little bowl in there and just let it click and dump the bowl out every once in a while.
It's not Freon or something, is it?
No, it's not. I don't know what it is exactly, but it was always like this. And I never thought that Daryl probably knew that it does this. So I just got in the habit of having a little bowl in there and just dumping it out every once in a while. Hello?
Well, you know that other refrigerator? We got that. You remember when I came up and then Daddy flew up, remember? That's when we got that refrigerator.
Right.
So, the date on it, I forget now. But anyway, it was old. It was over 26 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was no telling when how much longer it lasts. This thing, you know, the freezer would freeze up well with ice so badly you couldn't even use it sometimes, so I, you know. And then when it drained all over the floor. It stained the floor is what it did, so I'm glad that it lasted as long as it did, but it's nice to have a new one, you know. It's, David said he thought it was about a $1,500 one. I don't know if it's that much, but I said, it's nice. It's got clear glass and shelves with clear plastic drawer so that you actually can see what's in the refrigerator better. And I'm glad we had eggs and took the whole egg tray out of the old one because it has a place for it like the other one, you know, a door that drops down for the eggs, but it didn't have an egg tray, and I'm glad that we kept our egg tray, had eggs, so we got our egg trays. And it's a little different for me to have to bend over to get to the milk and stuff. You know, I'm not used to doing that, but I'll get used to it. And then we took that water thing that was in the door off the old one and put, David says, oh, we can put that. And so he filled it up with water. The damn thing leaked. Here I had this brand new refrigerator. I had to take the drawers down out of it because the water all leaked down to the bottom of it and clean it all out.
Yeah, if I don't do this little you know, a thing that would, I mean, because it doesn't have a schedule that this this dripping thing comes on, you know. So I'll sometimes miss it for a few days. The water comes like down on the bottom of on the you know, refrigerator.
Yeah.
I have the same problem.
Well, I don't like. That's one reason why I don't like people put sodas. Or, I mean, not sodas, but glasses of juice or whatever that get knocked over, and that's where all the stuff ends up, is down at the bottom, and nobody ever cleans it out, you know. So that's what I don't allow them to do around here, and they were used to doing that. They were used to doing all kinds of childish things. But anyway, David took Shane over for his supposed procedure today, but they didn't do it today. They got it still has to do some temporary work. They got to have a sonogram of his neck and stuff, so they're going to do that first and then see if he actually needs the procedure. So, but they were gone so long, I thought, you know, something, I got concerned.
Yeah.
And all it was I only got two doctors on staff, and David's appointment was at 4 o'clock. He said they didn't get in to see the doctor till 6.
Really? That's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cancellation time, you know.
Yeah.
And we do it.
Well,
I saw JB, was the day before yesterday, when they had dinner. He came down and I was his sister and they stayed in Aurora. So I went out and drove out there. Saw him. That was kind of cool.
Is it the roads cleared every day?
Yeah. It was kind of warm today. I was out today. I had to go pay my... Wait a minute. I had to go drop off some papers for my recertification stuff. Because my annual day is the 1st.
Yeah.
So I have to fill out the papers. I haven't made this much money. I do this much, how much money I make. You know, nothing changed, actually, over this year. But I still have to file this stuff. So...
Well, I got, it got actually hot today, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow or the next day. Tomorrow, I think it said tomorrow night, it's supposed to rain. It doesn't even look like rain.
Oh, I saw that storm thing they were talking about on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After seeing that movie the other night, it still kind of sticks with me, all that storm and earthquake stuff. new, nothing really. I went to bingo last night, and foolish me didn't realize that it was the damn numbers that it was, and I could have won that $81,000, but, I just can't really, haven't been able to concentrate too much on that lately, because it's, I got so much on my mind.
Well, I think that's what's happening with me, is I can't concentrate, and I'm having trouble concentrating, and not sleeping and stuff. So, anyway.
Why? Because he's mad, or?
No, it's just, I think it's this annual thing. It's been bothering me, and
what's been bothering you?
This annual, big annual, this
annual thing.
Yeah, the paperwork, the annual thing. And their office, I went and talked to them. Let's see. I started talking to them almost every month. I went in there and said, talk to somebody, to try to keep a connection with somebody. And in December, I made a post on their Facebook page, which is not really their Facebook page. It's the building's Facebook page. There's two entities. On World Aid Day, and I asked them to read it, So, nobody read it, and nobody confirmed anything, so I just thought, okay, this is the next month. And I finally asked, Jennifer to read it. So last month, at the beginning of this month, which is the, new cycle of the same thing, I was hoping that she would confirm that she actually had read that on the Facebook. So when I went into her office, well, she wasn't there. So I just, handed them my paperwork. I was hoping to talk to her. I think that's part of it. I just want to have a conversation with her face to face. So.
Well, honey, you can't expect people to do what you want them to do.
It's something about the building. It's something about the parameters of Martin Reagan, that he has 3 AIDS quote panels. 3 separate ones, and it was something I did all the way back on December 1st, all the way back on December 1st, Mama, and they said they were going to read it, and maybe they did read it, I don't know, and I'm just like, well, if you said, if you read it, then that's fine. There's a way on Facebook to say you read it, that's to like it. If you like it, then I know that that's all you have to do is hit like, and then I know you read it, Well, I haven't got no likes. I've done something I think that somebody should like for me. Even Daryl didn't like it. Nobody liked it. Well, I can't see how nobody liked it. Well, not nobody liked it. All my friends from Cheyenne liked it. Raya liked it. Lily didn't like it. So it doesn't make sense to me. So that's a little strange.
Well, you take that too seriously.
Well, I think it is a serious thing that needs to be said. that was one thing. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm a little confused.
Well, how would you like for somebody to be telling you what you should read and what you should read?
I'm not trying to read, Mama. It would be like the news. It would be something similar. A crossover of the time. It's this World AIDS Day, and this building is, everybody in this building is on HIV.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, it is part of the building's establishment parameter. I'm not like asking him to read, how some sort of science or something. It was something directly related to the building.
Yeah,
so,
I get you.
Okay.
I get you.
So.
Are you holding your phone funny, or is it, your phone sounds kind of muffly sounding?
It was in charge, and when I picked it up, I dropped it. That's not what it is, that I dropped it. but I may have picked it up weird. And I have my hand on the I don't know where the speaker thing is, but I don't know. I accidentally, this is a while back, I accidentally put my phone on the burner when it was burning. You know, it burned the case. You know, it's a electric burner, so it's a pattern of burns that scar on the side of it.
Oh.
And I picked up, oh, I didn't know it. I did, of course. I picked it up just in time before it ruined it. You know, it's a store-bought, you know, case.
Thing. Yeah.
So anyway, I could always buy another one, but it's just a reminder that I left it on the stove.
David, you in there with him? What's he coughing so badly for? Choking.
Yeah, I hear it from here. It's terrible.
Pick him up, David. Well, now he's stuck.
Really?
Pick him up. Pat him on the back.
No, he's crying.
Throws up a lot of what he eats because he, you know, it gets caught in his throat.
Is he back coughing?
No, he's not coughing.
No, I said talking. I said talking. I hear it from here, Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was on the web this morning or the other day morning. I don't remember what morning it was. I think it was yesterday morning. It's the last posting I have on my page on more time. I was talking about AIDS stuff. The statistical averages of people who die from AIDS in the United States versus the rest of the country or the rest of the world is like extremely different. I don't want to go over the statistics, but it's like it's 5-1.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And it's like, you know.
I suppose do have the best medical care.
But it's like, why is it 5-1?
5-1.
Yeah, here over them, Mama. We have more deaths per you know, but there are 1.2 million people in the United States, you know, according to the last statistics. That's not very many people, really. This is not a lot of people in comparison to our entire population. But the number of deaths related to, and then it breaks it out into the South and the North and the South and all and all. Louisiana is the worst state. Okay. But it's terrible. The whole.
But we're the five.
We're the five. It's the
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that surprises me.
Yeah, it's it was five facts of HIV that in that will shock you in the United States. This is what it says. That's five things. And that was.
Oh,
it's
that. I would have thought we were one. But the other countries were.
Well, see, and that's something that should be said in the community, something we should be talked about, but nobody was talking about nothing. So I still feel like this is a place to come die, you know, and it's like, you know, but I don't have a feeling of thriving, an idea of thriving, you know. I don't know. I think I talked to Jennifer when I went in there for the, you know, for my rent. Her name is Jennifer. I've been trying to talk to Daryl. Daryl cut my conversation off just like Jamal did. And it's like, okay. I had no other avenue, so he didn't tell me anything. So now he should have forwarded my request to Jennifer, and then if Jennifer doing it, because I don't know who to talk to, you know, it's somebody else's responsibility to find that resource for me. I keep feeling like I'm being not listened to again. So I had a conversation with her on when I gave her my rent, and she was listening what I said. So she said she was going to do what I said.
Yeah, well, we haven't talked to her again, so you don't know.
No, I left her two messages this week because I want to hand in my paperwork. You know, I went, well, I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a drive. You know, it's not like
come on, honey, just don't push people. You know, if you push them, then they're just going to push back.
Well, I can push people. I mean, in the topics to which I think is relevant to the building.
How many other people in the building are doing that?
Nobody, because Mama, this is the fucking place to come die. That's why I feel.
What?
This is the fucking place to come die.
Why would you think that?
That's why I feel.
Oh, honey, your apartment.
It's the community, Mama. This is the way I feel.
Honey, you never felt like that when you were in any other community.
I just never told you. I don't want to get upset like this.
Oh, honey.
Yes, Mama.
I thought you were happy with that, being there and that.
I am. In general, I am, Mama. It's better than this. It's the place to come die.
Honey, that's not true. It's a place to live.
It's not a place to live, Mama. It's a place. It's a place to just seek a little respite time. In the end of your life and die. There's no activities. There's no, okay, I can find activities online. But there's no. I mean, I'm gonna go over to MCC, which is a church over there, catty corner from us. Which is I'm gonna go over there and talk about. I haven't yet. I'm still trying to recover my. I'm just tired. I'm tired of finding people trying to get somebody to talk to me and where I should go. Where are the best places? Like, people talk to people and say things and recommend things and have a nice thing. I have my car stolen. You have my car stolen.
Yeah.
Where are trying to talk to people? Shut the fuck up. I get the message for. Shut the fuck up again. That's what I get the message for. Now I'm getting angry. Yeah, Mama, this recording is being recorded because I already had somebody harass me.
Are you mad at me about something?
No, I'm mad. I said I'm not mad at you. Of course I'm not mad at you. I said I've already had somebody harass me, Mama. Out of the area, it's in transit. I think I'm now in a hate group. Come and harass me, hate group. It's terrible. I will explain to you. I'll explain it to you later. Right now, but it's all through Facebook that I got.
Then stay off of Facebook.
No, Mama. You know who Mark Zuckerberg is, right? He's the guy who created Facebook, right, Mama?
Yeah.
I have an entire conversation with him, one way, of my entire story to him over the last few days.
Yeah.
And I told him, when I started the story, I said, I'm not even sure how the story's going to begin and what I should, but he has left it open and he has received it. And he had the entire story. I basically, are you shitting bricks yet? That's what it says in the video. Try to be a little humorous in the concept of the thing, but if you read it from beginning to end, you know it's a story of what happened in Oakland and everything, and all the way up to here. And then this guy who harassed me into this cycle. He is the LDS Church, one of the deacons, or not deacons, but one of the church members, that is from the temple in Fort Collins. And he calls me up, and I didn't even know, who he was. I got his name on my caller ID. I got his name and everything in the real time, and he wanted to come over here. I said, well, sure, come over here. Okay, but he's just an address. I said, okay, where are you coming from? Whatever. So he didn't show up, but he started harassing me. Okay, now there's no actual truly harassment. He didn't say anything, but this is just going to go on and on and on and on and on. I won't be able to stop it. So I was like, it's evil to do this.
You don't just let strangers know where you live.
That's what I'm saying, Mama. They already know who I am. It was obvious from where I started. When it started, the whole thing started. This has been going on for like a couple months now. I'm already on a list, Mama. The conversation doesn't begin properly. I don't know who he is. His address is like, come on now. So the whole thing was recorded. It's on Facebook now, or that's actually not Facebook. It's on my website, and then on Facebook on his own page. And it's like, okay, this whole conversation begins like what? I don't know. I told him the address because I already could tell he already knew. It's a presence of mind. The person on the other end is harassing you. And knows who you are, and it's just a ridiculousness. It's not a complete stranger, Mama.
Well, then don't answer the phone.
No, I have to turn everything off. That's why I said I have to turn everything off, because I can't control this.
Well, you don't have to turn it off. You just don't have to respond to it.
Well, I won't be able to trust my communication anymore. just like Oakland, just like everywhere else, nobody... for trying to talk to people in a way that's nice, I get backburned and my car stolen, and now this, I'm on a list. Oh, great, Daryl. Really great, Daryl. You must be Daryl that's done this, because he's the one that shut my communication off. So Daryl's the one that must have done that. Or somebody. I haven't done anything to anyone. Absolutely have not done anything to anyone.
Well, I believe that, but you're opening your mouth too much or something, James.
I couldn't see the phone. I got it. That's why I'm here, Mama. Shut the fuck up.
I am not.
I know that, Mama. I hear it.
in my mind. I hear it in my mind.
Well, I'm not telling you that.
I know you're not, Mama. It's in my mind, I say.
You're worrying me to death.
Well, thank you.
Please, yes. What?
How do I tell somebody something that my mom doesn't even say that I'm trying to force something on somebody that they won't even have? You have the same attitude. That I should shut up.
No, I didn't. Well, I don't know. Let's figure that out.
We're not listening to that. I had people upstairs or, you know, the people are upstairs were making all a bunch of noise and everything. I didn't complain about it. I didn't mess with it. It didn't bother me. I just let it happen. My life, I cannot make any corrective power of control. I have no way of asserting myself because everybody wants to just say, shut up. Stop this. We're not going to listen to you. You're not a community member. You're not appreciative. We don't appreciate you. Well, you're just here to come here and die. That's what I get when I can't say something.
Well, then maybe you could find you a place to live that you can afford.
Do
you think?
No, I'm not thinking. I have already made my statements. I made my statements on the Facebook page here at Chandney Klein John Apartments, and my mom cannot go and read my own statements on Facebook for my request when I made that because she has no, her eyes are failing her to a point where she is now suffering from, macular degeneration and is the point where I can't even see the what
well,
truly
honey,
what the
I'm
interface.
Sorry, it's not my fault.
I'm saying I can't even see the interface. I have recorded them all at spoken from taken the files and have them spoken voice and translated. So it says all of the things just like the computer does. I did all of that for in that entire presentation for them. So they can do the same thing. So I've already done that. That's where I began with Mark Zuckerberg.
All right. Well, maybe that's your solution.
That's what I'm reaching out of this community and to the highest power I can, as in my space, you know, in my digital space, and he is listening to my story.
Okay. Well, you got somebody just listening to you.
He's not confirming he's listening. He's a celebrity status, and he's probably a little concerned about bonding with somebody like this. I don't know.
Have you seen your therapist lately? Maybe you could love to talk to your therapist.
I went to the hospital. You know, it's a hospital system here. You know,
yeah.
I went to the hospital for my first. For my first meeting, it was because I was so out of balance with my doctor's appointment, and I had a meeting. And
yeah, they came there.
And
right.
I was supposed to be out another month. I'm gonna have another meeting, but so I to the point now, I got my paperwork in. I just have not felt like doing it. So I was like, but yeah, I know it's eroding my mental balance again. But why should I bother? Helping myself in all of this is in Oakland. In Oakland, they weren't even helping me with that, Mama. Remember, I made several requests. Nobody helped me anywhere. Well, they can't do that here because it's a completely separate entity. I talked to my therapist about the locks changed and everything, the whole dynamics of everything in that one conversation. Back. I can create a whole support network on my side, but that's not the answer. Oh, it's you against them mentality. It's a fight. It's a fight. You know, it's like I don't want to fight with anybody.
Yeah, I know. I understand you're not a fighter. You're a lover.
Why am I fighting with people to have them talk and listen to me?
Well, maybe you're talking to the wrong people.
They need to find out what the and tell me who to talk to. I can't just myriad of circumstances. I'm in a bipolar. I'm in a bipolar depression. I can't even talk. Depression state from several days. Now it's been in weeks, and I don't get into this situation very often where I'm in this depression mode.
Taking your meds, I presume.
I have not been on my meds in all the time. I have a medical release of my meds, Mama.
Why?
Because I have not had any problems because this community was not causing this problem. It's now I figured it out.
It's outside interference of somebody. Now, and it started again because now I have my car stolen, and it's this stuff. It's outside interference of a community. It's from Fort Collins. So it is out from outside of the community starting to erode my balance. So they are attacking me, and I have no way to stop it. So that's
I don't
why.
Understand why.
I don't understand why either, but it's the Latter-day Saints Church. He is in them. I have it in his job title, in his background check. Because on his telephone number that he called me on the when he harassed me.
Well, if he calls again, just don't answer the phone.
That's not the answer, Mama. He'll have a whole array of people in sequence doing this over and over again. It will just never stop. It's driving me crazy. Somebody's calling me, but I'm probably JB.
All right, well.
Yeah, it is. He's calling me. I got to answer the phone.
All right. You want to call me back? Or?
Yeah, I got to answer the phone right now.
All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye. Hello.